Hello, friends. Welcome to Chapter 58, Bubbles in Space-Time. Remember the other day you tried to stop time still? Vasily asked Saskia. But you couldn't? What if stationary time is an asymptote? Saskia extended her index finger into the space between them. Then, as she contemplated, the finger, almost of its own accord, floated up until something clicked, and Saskia returned it to pointing at Vasily. Mitza squinted at Vasily and then glanced over at Saskia. What's an asymptote? The explosion that happens when you get really close to something impossible, Saskia explained. Like getting really close to 1 divided by 0. It's an unstable point. Another way of thinking about it, Vasily added, is it's like our first-order way of thinking about space-time branching. You're coming up to a decision point, and you have to fall one side or the other. He pulled a pen out of his pocket and scanned about. On Saskia's dining table, he spied the flyer for a tree trimming service. Picking it up, he checked the backside, which was indeed blank. He glanced Saskia's way for permission to use it. Saskia smiled and nodded at him, and Vasily drew a quick sketch. Quick editorial note, once again, there are some pictures in this chapter, which of course you can see on the website, or if you happen to be signed up for the newsletter. This first picture is a piece of paper that then splits into two pieces of paper. The line going across the middle of the paper splits and continues across the middle of the other two pieces of paper. It's almost as if three pieces of paper all met along one central line, each with a curve across the middle, and all three curves meet in the center of the central line. When the universe branches, imagine that moment. The whole world forks off in two different directions. It falls either side of that decision, goes one way or the other. There is no in-between. Mitza nodded that she followed, but as Vasily reflected on his picture, his brow furrowed. You know what, though? That doesn't make sense. To Vasily, it made more sense that if there were two yous, each making a different choice at some point in time, then the changed circumstances that they generated would take time to ripple out. It made no sense that the whole world would fracture there and then. Maybe a better mental model looked something like this. He demonstrated with a second sketch. This time Vasily's sketch has a piece of paper with sort of a cone in the centre of it, and the life curve comes to the tip of the cone and then splits around two sides of the cone. The point being that the fracture of our timeline filters out. Even trying to bring your timelines back together might just force your ripple to widen faster. What if the universe has a will, Mitza asks, some path or destiny it tends towards? Saskia nodded at Mitza's question, recalling their conversation back at the hospital. She'd been wondering herself if the untimely demise of her double was the universe's way of cleaning house. Then, all at once, she saw a way to synthesize both Vasily's idea and Mitza's objection. Maybe the world reverts. Rather than a split or a branch of the universe, maybe there's a bubble within space-time. Seems crazy, but... She trailed off, picked up Vasily's pen, and added another side to Vasily's drawing. What if the shape of the universe looks more like this? And here Saskia sort of adds a mirror image of Vasily's last picture, which is basically a sheet of paper with a bubble in the middle and a line coming to the bubble, then splitting around both sides and continuing out the other side of the bubble as a single line. But which path would you remember? Vasily objected. Different paths to the same point in space-time would mean different memories. Maybe, Saskia shrugged noncommittally. Can we trust our memory anyway? We think we remember things accurately, but think of somewhere you visited a year ago. Try remembering how you got there. Maybe you drove, walked. Whatever the case, try visualizing the path you took there. Now have a look at the street view on the map app on your phone. It won't match up. And that was just last year. She sighed. Point is, just because there are potentially two different paths that the world took to get here, doesn't mean the here can't be the same. They all sat in contemplation. Was this what it meant to have different memories of the same event? Maybe our memories were less faulty than we always imagined. maybe people really did experience different paths to the shared here and now. What if all those years ago, Saskia hadn't turned her back on Vasily? Could the three of them still be here today, having travelled different paths? And if that were the case, could Saskia have arrived here today with Vasily and not Metsa? Her lived past felt incontrovertible, but it was not so strange that there might be different paths to the same location. And other than memory, what did we have? Saskia wondered how she could test her hypotheses without having to risk everything by turning time around. If she kissed Metsa now, surely that would make sense for Metsa and her memory of her path here. And Vasily's too. Saskia had no real doubt they'd all traversed the same history she had to arrive here at their shared present. She looked into their eyes. Could she tell what someone wanted from the way their pupils dilated? Could she tell whether that want was filled with expectation, or if it expected to remain unrequited? Vasily turned to Saskia. Bubbles would change the global topology. His statement punctured her reflections. She blinked. She wondered if she was losing her grip on reality. Reality, now there was a word whose meaning had shifted. You two keep talking about topology like it's a thing, Metsa put her hands on her head in exasperation. What is topology? Vasily gave the mathematician's classic definition of what topology was. It measured the shape of an object or manifold, up to squishing and stretching. So the topologist can't distinguish between her donut and her teacup, since both are solids with one hole in them, and thus are essentially the same. Metsa frowned, clearly wrestling with Vasily's words. Imagine the donut was made of putty, Saskia intervened. You could squish a cup bowl from one side without tearing it, and what's left would be the handle. Okay, Metsa didn't look entirely appeased. But if the universe strives for a path, changing our mind just creates bubbles in space-time. It doesn't destroy the basic shape of the universe. Unless you can inflate one of those bubbles, Vasily corrected her. At what point does it become a macrostructure? To a topologist, all holes. A bubble is a three-dimensional hole. All holes are macrostructure. It could be a dynamic system is a better model for the universe, Saskia offered. You can nudge it, bump it, and it'll just return to its equilibrium state. And you only get one side of any bubble. Problem is, Vasily was stuck on the topology, if you knock it hard enough, or give it enough simultaneous bumps, you maybe knock it off the road altogether. Like hitting a rock when you're riding your bike. Most times you get back to a smooth roll after a short wobble. But if you're on a dirt trail, the compounding sequence of nudges, pretty soon you're in a catastrophic shudder. Was this what you were so excited about when you texted? Saskia asked. No, there was a twinkle in Vasily's eyes. I think you have another superpower. One hidden in plain sight. Well, that was chapter 58, friends. I hope you enjoyed it. Today, I want to take a moment to remind you that International Women's Day will be celebrated later this week. This year's theme is to accelerate action. And honestly, one of my hopes with the curve of time is that it play a small part in doing precisely that. How exactly? Well, I'm a big believer in the power and importance of role models. Growing up, I kind of believed you got your PhD and then figured out what you wanted to do with your life. So, that's what I did. I'm not sure I'd recommend that approach, but my point is, if you grow up in a bakery, then, of all the jobs you're likely to have later in life, bakery is overwhelmingly the leading contender. And, though the household a person grows up in likely accounts for the majority of their influences, society at large is not without its sway. Princeton and Yale, for instance, did not admit women into their colleges until 1969, though they were among the slowest. For me, it was in this context that I decided to make Saskia a machine learning specialist. I think it's important to have characters in roles where things like gender and sexual orientation are simply taken as read and not made a big deal of. It would be easy to spend time highlighting the struggles of women in machine learning, and I'm sure there are women who feel I'm being disingenuous by not sunshining such travails. But to me, there is a lot of power in placing a character in a situation and making believe that that is just the way things are. Science fiction is a North Star, if you will. Perhaps teleporting, flying cars, or even self-driving cars are not yet ubiquitous. But smartphones and video conferencing with people on the other side of the world are. I'd like a world where there were more women doing mathematics and science. So, I've just made believe that to be the case. We all have agency. We can make and choose the reality we want to live in. Until next week, be kind to someone and keep an eye out for the ripples of joy you've seeded. Cheerio.